Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in history, we remember the Holocaust of Nagasaki, and earlier this week, Hiroshima, when the United States dropped the atomic bombs on innocent people in Japan. Many have chosen this week to work more visibly for peace, having peace fairs in their communities, and doing other activism to draw attention to the wrongness of killing and war. Today in church history, we remember St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, who died in the Holocaust of the Nazi regime. In today's gospel, Jesus asks, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" He also asks, "But who do you say that I am?" Cleverly phrased in terms of them and us, that is, Caesar and us, or culture and us. Does our culture tell us who Jesus is? But sometimes it's difficult to separate us from them. It's not clear-cut, black or white. Peter became partly them as he tempted Jesus in today's gospel, so that Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Just moments before, Jesus had called him blessed. Are we, like Peter, sometimes part them? Are we part of the culture that is like Satan, the culture of death-making? Or are we like Christ, knowing that we ourselves have to carry our cross? St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross started out as Edith Stein in her culture, and like Peter, traveled a path that slowly turned countercultural in many ways. Highly intelligent and precocious, she left the faith of her parents to be an atheist early in her teens. Later, turned away from the traditional woman's path of her times and took formal training as a philosopher. But then she shifted her studies, finding truth in Catholicism, and she converted. Then another step, she gave up a traditional life altogether and entered the convent. And then finally, she gave up her life in the death camp of Auschwitz. She left them all behind, the cultural paradigms of her time and place, to follow the path of Christ, carrying the cross to the very end. Edith Stein, Jesus, and many of the saints carried their crosses into the final act of countercultural activism as heroes for the cause of light and life. I leave you with a quote from Dorothy Day, one of the great founders of the Catholic peace movement, Pax Christi. If our cause is a mighty one, and surely peace on earth in these days is the great issue of the day, and if we are opposing the powers of darkness, of nothingness, of destruction, and working on the side of light and life, then surely we must use our greatest weapons, the life forces that are in each one of us. To stand on the side of life, we must give up our own lives.